related to health, where the Americans are actually doing a lot better than the Europeans, and that is smoking. Only 19% of adult Americans smoke, and if we compare this to some European countries, for example, 34% of Germans and 27% of the British adults smoke. So it's an interesting question. Why do we smoke so much more in Europe than they do in the United States? Well, a group of researchers at Harvard University have recently been looking at this issue. And first of all, they thought they would look at the question of price. They thought there might be a very straightforward, obvious solution to this question. Perhaps smoking is just more expensive in the US, and that's why fewer people smoke. But that was far too simple a response and didn't prove to be the solution, because cigarettes are actually, on average, 37% cheaper in the US than they are in the European Union. The second theory that they looked at, the group of researchers, was income levels, because it has been established for some time now that those who smoke the least are the very poor and the very rich. The very poor smoke less because they can't afford the cigarettes, and the very rich smoke less because they tend to place a higher value on living a long and healthy life. So the researchers compared income levels and compared European and American societies, really, rather than just comparing income levels. They compared the two societies to see if that could explain the difference. It is true that European society is more, American society is more polarized than European society. In other words, there are more very poor and more very rich people in America than there are in Europe. But having analyzed the situation carefully, they found that this difference in the structure of societies and difference in income levels only explained about a quarter of the difference in smoking levels, so that wasn't the solution either. In fact, the conclusion that they reached was that the smoking gap, if we put it like that, is actually best explained quite simply by ignorance, because Europeans are apparently just much less likely than Americans to actually believe that smoking is harmful. They don't believe it's bad for them. So, whereas over 90% of Americans believe that smoking is bad for the health, only about 70% of Germans believe that. So, it really does seem that, for once, the US is leading the way in something positive, because they've had years of anti-smoking activism, of information campaigns and medical research pointing out the clear link between smoking and lung cancer. All this, it seems, has finally paid off, and the American public really has taken on board the message that smoking does damage your health. Whereas in Europe, this type of campaign is much more recent, and it appears that European citizens haven't yet fully internalized the message that smoking reduces your life expectancy. For example, you know that quite recently, over the past few years in Europe, we've started to see these little black boxed messages on cigarette packets saying that smoking may kill you or make you impotent, or that smoking whilst pregnant harms your baby, and so on. These have been a fact of life in the United States for many, many years, and it seems that the message is therefore getting across more effectively. So, personally, I can only hope that recent moves within many European countries to ban smoking in the workplace and in other public places, together with increased public awareness campaigns, will lead to a significant drop in this harmful habit in Europe as well. So this isn't something you'll hear me say very often, but in this particular case, I think we could do well to take a leaf out of the Americans' book. Thank you very much.